Hey, what's up, everyone? Sam Brief here, ready to rock for a new Shy State pod. And we've got a great alum, the fifth all-time leading scorer for Chicago State men's basketball, Fred Sims Jr., joins today's podcast. And Fred is fresh off his tenure in the NBA Summer League. He was with the Philadelphia 76ers and made his debut in mid-July when he went 5 minutes, scored 6 points, 2 for 2 from three. The model of efficiency. Fred Sims Jr. played in the late 2010s for Chicago State. He's from Chicago, and the Summer League experience he loved. Soaked every second of it up, and you're going to love some of his stories, relationships, and of course his mindset coming out of that. Since graduating from CSU, he's also played pro in Austria, where he balled out. 16 points a game, he was the Austrian champion, and got to lift a trophy at the end of that experience, which he said was a really interesting, some good, some bad experience playing overseas. So you'll hear plenty from Fred on that and on the really famous person he was FaceTiming the other day. So I'll leave you with that as we go to Fred in a second. But first, our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country. And they would like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives, and that's the real final score. So learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Just call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now, Fred Sims Jr. joining me from sunny, beautiful Los Angeles. What's up, Fred?
Man, just living life, man. Just, you know, staying ready to keep from getting ready.
All right, you're coming off the Summer League. You're in L.A. Tell me what the day-to-day is like for you now, Fred.
So I'm waking up every morning, just saying my prayers. Then, you know, getting some fruit in me, hitting the gym. After the gym.
Did you say fruit or food?
No, fruit. I don't really like to like eat heavy before I work out. So I get like bananas, grapes, or I just drink a smoothie. I'm good to go.
Love it. You know what they say, banana, grape, smoothie a day keeps the doctor away.
Absolutely.
Love it. Okay. So you get your fruit in you, you go work out. What do the workouts look like now? Are you doing a lot of, is it mostly basketball related or is it a lot of lifting and running in the gym?
It's mostly basketball because like, so I'm getting in and, we start off light, get a little warm up, but it gets pretty crazy. It's like a lot of running and jumping. By the end of the workout, it looked like I went swimming. You know, my shirt is pretty much soaked.
you're a sweater.
Yes. And I try
it's
to
funny because to the casual person, a workout that, quote, gets pretty crazy. Yeah. Sounds terrifying, but for a professional athlete like you, that's what you need.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Because my goal is when I go in the gym, like, and sometimes I be needing to clear my mind. So I go in there, and I just kind of like shut the world off. And the gym is private, so there's no one there. It's just me and the trainer. So it's just what I need. And I feel great every time I finish. Every time. So we go for about an hour and a half. Like, no, I really don't drink water to the end of the workout, honestly. So it gets crazy, for sure.
Gets crazy. I love it. What are you working on right now? Biggest focus?
I think my passing ability. I want to be able to show that I can facilitate the ball in my footwork. Because I know, like, at this level, you know, guards are pretty quick. And I just want to be able to guard, you know, I really want to be able to pick guys up full court. I know doing stuff like that would separate me at this level, because a lot of guys honestly really don't want to play defense. So if I can show that I can play defense and score and facilitate, I don't see a team really denying me, because who don't want that? You know, a guy who's willing to lay it out on the line every night, you know, do the dirty work, dive on the floor, you know, those things. Yep. So
dirty work. That's what teams need, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Defense. I watch G League a lot. Yeah. NBA a lot. Defense is at a premium. So a guy like you is really valuable. You're an asset. I'm curious, Fred, when you do your workouts now, when you look at your tape from last year, whether it's Summer League or Austria, what do you see as the most underrated part of your game?
Underrated. Like I say, I think because I know in summer league, I didn't really get a chance to facilitate my passing. But like I did a lot of stuff off the camera in the practices. I think and in Austria, I even my assist wasn't that high, but I've really put guys in position to score. You know, it's up to them to put the ball in the basket. So I think my underrated is probably my passing because people never really looked at me. They say I used to like kind of shoot a lot, but I think my passing is underrated for sure.
That's a great point. You can have a great pass, yep, where the guy misses the shot because he misses the shot. I remember when the Patriots lost to the Eagles, yeah, in the Super Bowl that Nick Foles won, yeah, a few years ago, and Giselle, Brady's wife, right? Of course, a total celebrity in her own right. She was quoted on her way out of the stadium saying something to the tune of, "Oh, my husband can't throw and catch the ball. All he can do is throw it up there," right? Sort of alluding to some of the Patriots drop. So, but hey, you know, you can't pass and score in one play, right? So your passing game, you think, is underrated. And you refer to your summer league practices, which, Fred, is what I want to dive into.
Yeah.
Your experience, NBA Summer League, Philadelphia 76ers. What about a month removed from it do you most vividly remember and or appreciate about that?
Man, I think I appreciate more the relationships and the like just allowing like moving forward in life. Like I feel like I can call anybody on that team because like it was definitely a great experience, you know, just being on the like NBA roster and like kind of experiencing what the NBA feels like. But I think for me, like because my mind, I try to look like in the future. I'm wondering like because basketball, I'm not going to be a basketball player forever. So I think the relationships I built with the coaches and the teammates, as well as even like, you know, just the, even the camera guys. It's like, I really liked everybody on the team. You know, I feel like I can call or text any one of them and they'll look out or just even if they want to just hang out. I think that was like the biggest thing for me, for sure.
It tells me a lot about you that, yeah, you formed a relationship with the camera guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause it's like, that's the, like cameras has always been big, but it's like in today's world, it's like it's cameras everywhere. It's like, you know, social media has taken over. And even beyond that, like I feel like sometimes people overlook the camera guys. I'm like, to me, I think everybody equal. I don't care if you like the richest person in the world or the poorest. I'm gonna treat everybody the same. So I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that I was, you know, I'm not trying to look down on nobody. Like if a camera guy hit me up right now, I like, come on, bro, let's hang out. So that's just the kind of guy I am. You know, if you're a good person, I'm willing to hang out with you. We can do whatever. So that's just how I was raised. So, yeah.
I love that attitude, Fred. I absolutely adore it.
Definitely.
Genuinely. Because I'm someone who works on a broadcast, right? So I know firsthand, mm-hmm, playing basketball is tough.
Yeah.
Filming from the baseline, guys playing basketball, like in your face, you know, diving on you, you're dodging them. You got to get these angles close up, super speed. That's also really tough. So game recognizes game. Yep. And I appreciate you for having that mindset.
Oh, no problem at all.
Tell me a relationship with a teammate who you hadn't met before Summer League, who you really are tight with now.
Let's see. Who I have? My guy Malik Ellison. Like he's just a good dude. Even like Miles Powell, he was a good guy. I mean, all of the guys were good, but I think I like Malik. Yeah, that's my dog. But like Paul Reed, I had already known him before, but Malik, yeah, that's my boy right there.
Yeah, former St. John's, Pitt Panther.
Yeah,
tell me about your relationship with Malik.
I feel like I'm missing. No, it's just Malik. Yeah, because a lot of guys I knew, some of the guys I knew already. But I like for him with me, I think what got him was like he's into the Bible and he's into God like me. So I had one day, I have like a bunch of different group chats in my phone, And I sent out morning scriptures every day. And I accidentally sent the scripture to the Sixers Summer League like group message on accident. And I'm like, dang, I ain't mean to do that. Cause I don't know if guys are religious. And he was like the first one to like bite to it. He's like, nah, bro, keep sending it. So I'm like, okay. And from now on, we just kind of like just been rocking out. And just he'll check on me here and there. And I think he's with Team USA right now. And man, he just a good dude. I just seen pure when I seen him. I'm like, okay, I need to get to know this guy like outside of basketball. Like, cause I see he's a really good dude. And I don't think he drink or smoke either, like me. So that's a big thing. And I like being around guys like that who I can relate to. So definitely.
What a cool way to start a friendship. You send an accidental group text. You go, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And then it turns out to be great. You find this friend who I assume will be a lifelong friend of yours and hopefully a teammate again one day. That's totally awesome, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. This thing keeps falling, like trying to...
Dropping your phone. Come on, man.
Man, this...
Your fumble on Sims. Hey, Fred. So the Summer League thing, you know, a lot of people know what Summer League is. Mm-hmm. It's changed a lot, though. It's huge now. And you were out with the Sixers. What's something about the Summer League experience that you know now by having been there that a guy like me who follows the NBA very closely might not know?
I mean, like, one, it's very hard to make a roster. It's not as easy as it is. And it's like, I don't know, man. It's like you got to just kind of be there to see. But it's like, it's everything I've dreamed of, literally, like from the time, like you just getting all this gear and, you know, you getting like, we took it like a private jet from Utah to Vegas. That was like some really cool stuff to me.
Private jet?
Yeah, it was like just I think it was us, the Sixers, OKC. I think we was only us two teams on one, like on one plane. That was
two teams on one plane.
Yeah, that was crazy to me. I was like, whoa, this is yeah, that got me. Cause I'm thinking
best part of the private jet experience, fill in the blank.
Let's see, the best part of the private jet. I mean, I think I'm gonna just say the leg room. Like the leg room. The flight was so quick, we didn't get a chance to like eat or anything. We had eight before we got on the plane. So And then just the experience, getting the chance to just talk to guys, meet different people and like see like certain guys who I've like seen on TV. I got a chance to actually interact with them in person. That was pretty cool. And then like the coaching staffs, you know, everything to me, I was enjoying just being there, you know, it was like,
that's so valuable. That's so valuable in today's society. First of all, hilarious that the leg room is the best part. I mean, you're 6'4".
Yeah.
I'm 5'8". For me, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine on a commercial airline, but that's awesome on the private jet. You really soak up, though, Fred, the little things of the experience, the relationship with the camera guy, the trip on the private jet, the gear. Like, these are the things that you have to embrace. Sure. What's the biggest lesson you learned?
Biggest lesson I've learned. Man, that's a great question.
It's what I'm paid to do, my friend.
Man, that's a great question. I think the big lesson I've learned is to kind of, I went into kind of knowing already. Because I know NBA guys, and they was just kind of giving me the game on things. And the biggest thing I've learned, that is a great question, man.
Make it a little more specific. Tell me from Summer League, the lesson you learned that you're most using now as you train yourself for the next season.
I mean, to me, just go harder. I just say that. Just
go harder.
Go harder, man. I think after Summer League, I went home like this after this month that I've been training. I kind of treat every drill. And I will go like it's a game. Like, I'm really sprinting. Like if we have a drill where I'm coming off to the wing for a three, I'm sprinting from the corner to the wing to shoot back and forth every time until I make however many I'm supposed to make. I think that's the thing. Cause sometimes as workouts, we kind of like just go through a motion and just be kind of jogging, pacing through it. Nah, you gotta go hard the entire workout.
Go harder.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest thing I've learned. Just every time I step in between those lines, I just treat it like it's a game. Just, you know, just because, you know, in life, one thing about life is short. You never know when anything can happen. And I think sometimes people take life for granted. So I just kind of, when I wake up, man, I treat every day like it's my last, seriously. So I'm cherishing this moment right here on the phone with you.
So, yeah, I appreciate that, yeah. Fred. I do. I can tell you're locked in. Yeah. For those who are just listening, which is the entire audience, I mean, Fred's leaning forward. He's looking at the camera. He's locked in, kind of like this is a game. You're going hard on the pod, like you go hard in a game, and I appreciate that.
Sure. So, man, this is...
Tell me the highlight of Summer League, a game highlight, in-game.
Oh, definitely when I got a chance to finally get in. I hit 2 threes in a row. That was the biggest... Man, like, I still get calls about that today. It was
6 points in 5 minutes.
Man, that was a beautiful, like, I'm just replaying it back in my mind right now, man. Just to see how happy my teammates was for me. Like, they was like, I think the whole bench was happy for me. Everybody was jumping and smiling. My parents, like, they was able to see it. Man, it was the best for, like, probably, that was bigger than winning a championship overseas. I can't even lie.
You're wearing a jersey with an NBA logo on it. You have 5 minutes in the game.
Yeah.
You get the ball twice. You put up 2 threes. They both go in. You also got a steal in the game.
Yeah.
What'd your parents say to you after?
And like, they couldn't believe it. Like, well, they could believe it because they know my capabilities, but for them to actually just see it, they was like, yo, this is, like, my mom still, I think she cried. I get like, she was like, it was like tears of joy, though. You know, she was happy. And my dad, you know, he was like, yeah, son. Because my dad, he knows. But sometimes my mom, she gets like, she'll come to the game and she's like, she'll close her eyes because she don't want nothing bad to happen when I'm on the floor. So when she's seen, it was like a big weight lifted off her shoulder. Yep, she
That is awesome.
Definitely.
Totally awesome. I love the yin and yang reactions. Your mom is freaking out, crying, can't watch, and your dad's like, yes, son.
Yeah, my dad, because he just relax, man. I think as humans, we overthink sometimes, and we kind of like let our mind and thoughts get in the way. You just got to go out there and just block everything out, kind of just relax, be calm, be still, and everything will be just fine. And that's what I did. Yep.
That's how you get in the zone. Sure. I can tell you have a really mature outlook on how you do your business.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your time overseas and what role that played in it. For listeners who aren't aware, this dude went to Austria, balled out, right? 16 points a game. Yeah. You won a championship, as you mentioned. But you lived in a foreign country where English is definitely not the first language. So how did that mature you?
Oh man, you need to be on CNN or something, bro. Like you're ahead of your time with these questions.
Thank you, Fred. I'll stick to sports though. I don't want to do political stuff.
But being overseas just changed my whole mind because I went through a real depression out there. So we had a time where we went on lockdown for a month. Cause the COVID numbers was rising. It was getting crazy out there and, we couldn't play ball and I'm like, just, it felt like jail, honestly, man. I'm just sitting in the house. We couldn't go to the gym or nothing. So I'm calling my dad. I couldn't sleep like for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I think that situation right there, like, I've always been a mature person, but that situation molded me into everything I am now. Like it just gave me a whole new look on life, man. I was just reading more, just figuring out things about myself I didn't know. So I think being over there, then I was alone a lot. So I'm like, all right, I talk to God a lot. And man, I just kind of I don't know, man. God was just doing some things. He was just, I guess, getting me ready for what he's doing now. So then,
you said you figured things out about yourself that you didn't know before.
Yeah.
What's an example?
For example, like for like reading, I've never been a person that read books. Like, I always just kind of like, if I'm in class, like, I'm a visual learner. Like, I could just see the board. Mm-hmm. If the teacher's writing something on the board, I just visual, like, I could just see it from there. I've never, like, read books, like, but I can read. So I just kind of, I like it now. I read books a lot now. Like, I'm finishing up a book called Think Like a Billionaire, Become a Billionaire. So that's something I really figured out about myself, because I'm like, man, reading books, but they hide so much information in the books. So I'm like, okay, I should have been doing this. So I think
reading is learning, is living. Tell me the best book you've read in the last year.
I would have to say this book I'm reading now, because it's teaching me how to properly manage money, things to do with my money. So I won't, you know, because be like in the stereotype of every other athlete, you know, they figure as if we get our money and we just go blow it. But I won't be in that caliber. So I think this is probably the best book by far, because it's teaching me about life, because without money, we can't really do anything anyway. So yeah, I think that's.
The word billionaire is in that book title twice,
yeah.
Which, as someone who personally likes the idea of being a billionaire, I'd love to glean a little insight from you.
Yeah.
How do I become one?
According to him, you got to just properly manage money. Like it was a situation. Like he don't waste time doing stuff that normal people do. Like, let's say if he would wake up, right, instead of like ironing his clothes, that's wasting time. He would have like somebody else ironing. That way he can be reading or figuring out ideas of what he's going to do with his day. He's not stopping at a car wash. He's not really even getting haircuts. Little stuff like that take time. He doesn't go shopping. He does. He puts out all the stuff that's in the way. He probably hires somebody to do it. Like, stuff like that takes time out of the day to finishing the goal. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you was to go get a haircut, what is that? Like, for me, it probably take 30 minutes.
That's like an hour.
Yeah. So that's just like, I'm like, okay, he got a point. The stuff like that does take time out of the day. He's waking up 5-6 in the morning, meditating. That's one thing. Meditating, make sure he's eating the right food so the brain can function properly to think. And he's just kind of, you know, just putting one foot in front of the other and figuring it out. So I'm like, all right, I like those things.
So it's about efficiency. It's about saying, all right, all of the time I'm going to take, better move the needle.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, hire someone or figure out a way to just live without it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and it was like, I was just seeing like, he took a lot of risks. You know, I feel like a lot of people, we don't even want to step out because we're afraid we'll fail. But like, failing is like, I mean, it's a part of the process. You know, more than likely it's not going to happen on the first time. You got to be willing to just kind of just go through it, because it only take one time to get what you need, to get to get what you've been wanting and looking for. It take one time. So
failing is when you learn.
Absolutely.
Fred, give me a failure of yours in the last couple of years.
Oh, well, it's been plenty of times where doors closed on me. I thought I was supposed to be in the G League back in like 2018. And I was just pretty much just working out for a whole year, not knowing what was going on. Reaching out, I couldn't even get a job overseas. I'm like, man, this is crazy. I mean, right there, I could have gave up. So I just went to a lot of Eurobasket camps and just kind of just showed everybody that they needed to stop overlooking me. And I'm here now. You got to just be willing. When those doors close, another one going to open it. But it's up to you to just keep going. A lot of people just kind of like, man, whatever. You just give up. I've never been there.
Sometimes you got to bang that door.
Oh, for sure.
What door are you banging on now? What's next?
So I obviously want to be in the NBA, but I'm going to go the G League route and kind of just see where that takes me. I know I can play at this level. I just want to show the world that I can. and just show the world that I belong in the NBA. That's my dream. I'm not selling it for nothing else. I'm not going back overseas. Glad I experienced it, but I've had visions as a kid to play in the NBA. So I'm not. It's nothing in the world that's going to stop me. So that's why.
Nothing in the world that's going to stop you. You have the right attitude. I can tell you that, Fred. And
appreciate it.
I'm rooting for you, and you have a lot of people in Chicago who are rooting for you. So we'll be watching very closely. And in the meantime, I noticed on your Twitter the other day that you're chatting, getting insight from someone who definitely knows how to win. How you boys with Floyd Mayweather?
Oh man. So my uncle, he's him and Mayweather, they like this. You know, they actually they got like some business ventures going. And that's kind of where like I kind of just pick his brain on things. I'm like, man, why wouldn't I listen to him? Like, that's the champ. And it's like he's not an arrogant person like how people think. He just is for entertainment. You know, he's just doing that to just entertain the fans or whatever. When you just sit down and talk to him face to face, no cameras, great dude. Like, he's like, that's why I've always looked up to him prior to. So it's crazy how I'm in like position to like meet him now.
Mm-hmm.
But his mindset is on another level, and you see why he's so success, like very successful. Like, his mindset is just, it's different, man. Like, the way,
what is it?
You said, what is it? Like, he just,
yeah, his mindset.
He just knows nothing can stop him, man. He's willing to lay it all out on the line and just like get it done. From the time he wakes up, like he wake up 5 a.m., go for jogs and stuff. Like, nobody's doing it. Honestly, who's waking up at 4 or 5 a.m. to just go run, jog? He's up really before. He's like on the overseas time in America because he's up before everyone. Yeah. It's just different. You have to just be around him to see it for yourself. Like, just the way he walks, and he's like, he just like, he has this confidence to where like, man, I'm Floyd Money Mayweather, you know? So
I've never talked to the dude, but yeah, I've been around him, and actually I have talked to him.
Okay.
It's funny. You're in LA. It was one of the last times I was in LA.
Yeah.
I was outside of a hotel. I think it was the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
And we had lunch, and I was with my mother. And we're just standing outside the hotel, maybe calling a cab or just figuring out our next move.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 5 black Cadillac Escalades speed up to the front of the Ritz-Carlton. And my mom and I are looking at each other like, okay, someone important is here. We got the president in town? Like, what is this? And all these giant dudes in suits walk out.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, my God. Who is this?
Yeah.
What is happening? And then next thing you know, it's Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
And you know what struck me more about him than anything? And again, I talked to him for 2 seconds just to kind of say, hey, how's it going, Floyd right. Money Mayweather? He's not that big.
Nah.
He's my height. He's 5'8".
Yep. With, it's like with the heart of a lion.
Like, it's unbelievable to meet one of the greatest professional athletes of all time and look at him eye to eye for a little dude like me.
It's crazy, man. So that just goes to show you, like, height and size doesn't mean anything. It's about your mindset, man. And really, he has a good heart as well. You know, if your heart is pure, your mind is in the right places. You know, you put forth the effort, you're more than likely going to be successful. That's how I look at it. So
I can see you put effort into everything you do. And
yeah.
Fred, I want you to leave Chi State Pod listeners with this.
Mm-hmm.
What's something about Fred Sims Jr. that not a lot of people know that they should know?
I'm a giver. You know, I help a lot of people off the cameras. I want to see everybody win. I'm really a genuine, pure-hearted person. Like, if you get around me, I'm not a bad guy at all. And man, I'm a happy person, man. I like to crack jokes and stuff. Like I enjoy laughing. That's the thing. Like, I watch comedy movies a lot. I like to laugh and crack jokes. And I'm a good dude. Man. I really am. Seriously. Like, I think a lot of people, because I don't really I don't think I really show that enough on social media, but I'm really like, I like, to me, I'm into cracking jokes a lot. So a lot of people wouldn't know that. Yeah.
I don't think anyone could turn off this podcast and think, oh, that's a bad dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to be friends with him. So I know you just made some friends.
Yeah. It's like, I hear things sometimes. And it's like, and sometimes people just be kind of like, you know, a bad mouth you. And not that I really care, because I know it's not true, but it's like, it's been times where I've heard things about me. I'm like, where did they get this from? So I just kind of want to just clear it up, because it's not, I'm not that kind of guy at all. So it's like, I'm
sure you're not.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people have got like said like lies told on them throughout their lives. So can't pay attention to that. Just kind of like, you know.
No, block that out. Block that out. You build a bubble. Dude, you've got the best energy. You build a bubble around yourself. You block that stuff out. Fred's a good dude. Can't attest.
There it is.
Fred Sims Jr. on the Shy State Pod. You, sir, are amazing. We'll be rooting for you. And yeah, then some. Thanks, Fred, for coming on.
Man, thank you.
Big thanks to Fred for coming on. What a guy, what a mindset, what an attitude, what a story. Looking forward to seeing what's next for him. You better believe we will have updates here on the Shy State Pod and also on our social media and website, gocsucougars.com at Shy State Cougars on Instagram and on Twitter. As always, you can subscribe right here, Apple or Spotify, wherever you prefer to listen to this wonderful podcast. I'm Sam Brief, joining you from Chicago in our studio, and I will talk to you next time. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Adios from Chicago.